Welcome to CFO Talk. I'm here with Andy Burrows from Supercharge Finance, and I'm Steve Rosevall with CFO.University. Today, Andy and I are going to talk about all kinds of fun things. We'll talk about failing successfully, but we also want to talk about the FinEx Summit 2020 coming up on September 8th and 9th. So Andy, you'll be giving a talk, a FinEx talk at the summit. Do you have a second to tell us about it?
Yeah, sure. And I think you mean FinEx 2021.
Yes, I did mean that. You're right.
I did have a lot of fun in FinEx 2020.
Yeah, reliving the past.
But that's why I've agreed to come back and join you all for this year.
It'll be a real fun event.
And actually, it's been great to get together with the other speakers. You have this cool thing where all the speakers get together online and that has been really good to have a community of speakers, and we've all got this vision for this summit. So it's going to be really good. My subject is business-focused finance leadership. I haven't written it all yet, but it'll be all about being a business-focused finance leader and what that's all about, how to focus on the business and how to lead others to focus on the business within finance. And why that's really the best approach for the modern CFO and finance function.
That's great. And we'll look forward to that. You know, you have so much content on it. It isn't a matter that you haven't written it yet. It's just, I think you have to go through and kind of pick out what's the best. So we're really looking forward to that. And I'll be giving my talk will be on critical skills and competencies for the successful CFO. So I'm looking forward to it. We got a great lineup. So we'll look forward to everyone on September 8th and 9th. At FinEx Summit 2021.
Yeah, absolutely.
See, I also want to talk about failing successfully. So, you know, whatever that means, but we both have written and have discussed failure in our past. And yeah. You wrote a really interesting piece recently on failing and what that means and how to really change the mindset and use it as an advantage. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's interesting that we've both written articles on failure. This is one of those topics nowadays that we need to get the right mindset around failure. Because, for instance, some of the sort of members that come along onto my finance coach program, often they'll talk about, you know, having failed to get the promotion that they wanted to. And it can be really a knock to the confidence. So failure is a big thing. It's an emotive thing, and it can cause us problems if we don't have a way to deal with it. But in my article, I didn't want to be too naive, if you like, because there's often this view that you should talk openly about your failures. Just talk about your failures and everyone can learn and we can be authentic and vulnerable, and that's great. And I often think that's a little bit naive because, you know, when I talk about my failures, I feel like they undermine my credibility sometimes. And sometimes it's embarrassing to talk about failure. It undermines your confidence. If you talk about what you've done as a failure, then it makes you feel like you're not able to succeed. So I think we need a slightly balanced perspective, because one of the obvious things is failure does undermine your credibility. When you're looking to sell something to someone, people normally go for the successful or the one with the track record of results. They're not going to go for the serial failure. But then on the other hand, and this is why I say that we need a balanced approach to it. On the other hand, admitting to having failed, that you're not perfect, that you don't get everything right every time, adds to your credibility and builds trust, because you're not trying to oversell yourself. You're being honest about your performance, and you're actually showing your desire to improve. To succeed. So there's different aspects of it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that's really good points. There's kind of a balance. I mean, you don't want to be viewed as, quote, a failure. But I think that's one of some of the mindset shift you talk about. If you think about You know, to fail is human, to forgive divide. Maybe it's to fail is human, to succeed divide. But we've got this mindset that failure can be attached to people. And that's where I kind of I fight that. That's where I don't believe people fail. We might fail at events or maybe somebody, but it isn't a personal thing. It doesn't show failure. It's the event that didn't work out. And you had a really interesting way. And I think you quoted somebody about what failure, you know, how to not to use that lexicon or that word in your lexicon and using, you know, learning, kind of putting learning in. So the mindset that says, you know, I either succeed or I learn, I think is really an effective way to look at it, which, and it's so true. I mean, it's really, if you think about it. So we let that word kind of taint our nomenclature. And that's really what I think a big part of what you were talking about is, you know, it's a mindset issue on learn. It's all about learning.
Yeah. And that's right. I mean, it was James Wedmore, someone I listened to, who's a successful entrepreneur. And he said, when you set out to a goal with intention, you either get the results that you were looking for or the lesson that you needed. So, and it also reminded me of a quote from Thomas Edison. You remember the light bulb guy? He said, I never failed. I just found 10,000 ways that didn't work. And I thought that's a fantastic way of looking at it. And yeah. I always say that, you know, when you're learning to ride a bike, you fall off, you get back on. You don't call that a failure. Why don't we call it a failure? You failed to ride the bike.
We call it practice. Call it practice, yeah, right?
It's practice. You just get back on and start again. So, but I think it does come down to the, and people will have heard talk of mindset, about the fixed mindset and the growth mindset. And I think it is exactly that, because the definition of having this, having a fixed mindset is that identifying with the ability or intellectual capacity, and so failures stick to you. Like, if you failed, you are a failure. If you fail, it's because you are a failure. You know, if you're not intelligent enough, then it's because you're not intelligent. Whereas a growth mindset says, I've got as much capacity as I'm willing to put the effort into getting. And so in those cases, failure become kind of the brutal facts of reality. It's just like, if something's happened, just something to get over and to use to grow.
Yeah. You know, we were talking before and I had mentioned, you know, about, you know, this concept, you know, that we put in our heads about failure. But I look at in my career, it's been personal, you know, the personal relationships I've had are where, and I've learned from that. I think when I was younger, and maybe I knocked heads with people more, but there was some relationships when I look back on, I go, boy, I could have learned a lot more from that person if I'd handled that relationship different. And so I've learned from that. And that's the whole, you know, what not a failed relationship, but a learning process that I've used as I've gained more experience in making sure that those, you know, relationships with people are treasured and they're valuable, and you have to work at them. You know, it's not something that just happens. So that's an example of kind of how I looked at previous unsuccessful relationships, which were some really important steps in my career, and, you know, how using, you know, you're more of a growth mindset rather than a fixed mindset. They were maybe not successful back then. If I would replay them, they'd be different. And I've looked at success and failure as, you know, the only failures that I'll have in my personal life are the ones that I don't rectify, you know, before I pass away. So I have a lot of time to make sure I rectify those and make sure that in the end there's no failures and it's all been learning process and a great experience.
Well, I mean, the other quotes I've heard, which I often think of, are the only 100% guaranteed way to fail is to never try. Which reminds me, that one always reminds me of a soccer quote, which is, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
So true, so true.
So, but I'm the same as you. I look back and some of the biggest disappointments over my career have been those things I could have done a lot better with relationships with people, people in the business I didn't click with, I had arguments with, or I didn't help them as much as I could have. And if anything, they're the things that I regret the most looking back, because I can't do anything about them now. But apart from learn.
It's interesting on your, you know, don't take the shot. So one of the things that, you know, Webster has one of its definitions of failure as one who has failed. And so as part of this article that I did on failure, I actually had written into Webster and said, you know, would you please change that definition to one who hasn't tried? So really aligned with your soccer analogy, not taking a shot, and asking Webster to change that definition of failure.
How did that go down?
I haven't heard from him, and when I Google it, I still see that fourth definition of failure as one who has failed. So I haven't been successful yet, but I'll keep trying. I won't stop. I'll wait till Webster gets back to me, and we'll get him to change. But what a wonderful show. Great topic. Really appreciate your insights again. Looking forward to Finex Summit 2021 coming up September 8th and 9th. And always great to talk to you, Andy, and really enjoy it.
Yeah, same here, Steve, and look forward to next time.
You bet. See ya.
See ya.